crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
More local sports coming your way right now. Last segment, we talked some track and field with Coach Jim Jukes. Now we're going to talk baseball with Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbon Dino Baseball Squad. Carbon winning an elimination game earlier today that defeated the Union Cougars by a final score of 8-7 in extra innings, and now they're awaiting their next opponent. They'll go toe-to-toe with either Juab or Richfield. Joining us right now to talk about the victory earlier today and what lies ahead for the Dinos, we have Coach Jeff Cincinnatus on the phone right now. Coach, thank you again for making time for us.
Oh, Jordan, appreciate you getting me on. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. It was a fun one today. You guys had a battle back from an early deficit, but you find a way to survive in the 3A state tournament with an 8-7 win over Union.
Yeah, it was a tough day. It was a long day. Started out rough, not playing real well, and then a rain delay, I thought, really helped us. We went down and talked about it as a team during the rain delay, what we were doing. Honestly, what we weren't doing, because we weren't doing a whole lot at that point in time. And from the rain delay on, I thought we were the better team and the more aggressive team, and we come out with a win against a really good Union team today.
You talked about the rain delay. That's a variable in baseball that you just really don't have in other sports. Sometimes it works for you. Sometimes it works against you. Rarely will you have a rain delay not play a factor in a contest. Sounds like today it was just fortunate that it worked out in Carbon's favor.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was the third inning. I think we're down 4-1, bases loaded, two outs. Union had the bases loaded, and we actually stopped the game with a 3-0 count on their hitter, which, I wasn't real happy about stopping the game at that point in time, letting them throw three balls to a kid and with the bases already loaded. I mean, that's a tough spot to stop the game. So, I wasn't real happy at that point in time. We thought we were going to wait maybe 5-10 minutes and then continue, and I told them that I wanted to wait until the rain was completely done. We just weren't doing anything at that point in time, and I thought a longer break would help us out. We talked about a lot of things during that rain delay, like I said earlier, and I challenged the guys at that point in time to step up and not let this be our final performance of the season, and especially with the way we were playing. Zach Bradley came back, threw three straight strikes to their hitter. We got out of the inning without giving up another run. And then we came back in and finally put something together and scored a couple runs ourselves. So it was a big turning point, and it was still early in the ball game. So I just I'm really proud of the way our guys battled after that. I was really upset before that point in time just because I didn't think we were playing with any heart or effort. And, I really challenged them, and I thought they stepped up and met that challenge.
You mentioned yesterday, Coach, that you wanted to get a complete game out of Zach. How did that go? How long was Zach able to pitch, and how so effective was he during that time?
Zach threw well today. I think he went into around the 100 pitch count, which, at 110, he's got to come out anyway. It just seemed like the right point to bring him out and bring Triton in. Zach, he struggled with some walks today, but, honestly, as coaches, and I think Union would agree, I think the umpires played a little bit too big a part of this game today, especially on the plate. It just seemed like, the strike zone was a little tight for both pitchers. And so he struggled a little bit with some walks, but I can't say enough for him staying out there and battling and getting us to a point where, we were able to get the lead in the sixth inning and keep it, there. And I know they tied it up in the seventh and we went extras, but I mean, it was just a tribute to Zach all year long, working through and battling hard for us and giving us a chance to win ball games.
Yesterday, Coach, you guys failed to score a run against Grantsville. Today against Union, you score 8 runs, started off slow. What was the big change for this team offensively?
Just seeing some better pitching. We were swinging a lot of bad pitches yesterday, I thought, and letting a lot of good pitches go. We were doing that early in the game today. And when I challenged them to step up, I just told them, look, we need to start swinging the good pitches and start doing something with it. And, we started to take more bad pitches from their pitcher and make him throw pitches that we want to hit instead of swinging at stuff that he wanted us to. So I think being a little more patient at the plate really helped us out. And, we were able to get a win. I think it's the first postseason win in a state tournament at Kearns at this ballpark that Carbon's had. you know, going way back to when this park was built. But we just have not had a win in that ballpark, and it was really nice to get the monkey off our back today.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbondale baseball team. Coach, you managed to find the rhythm offensively in this game, but you're playing from behind in a game where if you lose, the season's over, and you guys struggled yesterday. How, I mean, do you preach aggressiveness at that point in time, or do you preach patience, or is it a fine line knowing that you have struggled, but now you have to get it rolling or your season's done?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, honestly, you know, you lose, you go home, like you said, and for us yesterday, you know, it was a tough loss for us. I mean, we came up here, you know, with in mind that we were going to go through the winner's bracket and stay there because we thought we were the better team, and that loss yesterday really took the air out of us, and I'm not going to lie, I struggled with it, even still coming up here this morning on the bus ride, trying to get that loss out of our system and move forward to today's game, and I think the game started that way for us. I still think we were feeling a little sorry for ourselves from yesterday, and that's what I kind of talked about in the rain delay, and said, you know what, we need to quit feeling sorry for ourselves. We need to own up to what we're doing, and we need to, you know, either be satisfied with what the outcome is today, or you know, or we're going to go home. And so, you know, I think just by challenging them at that point in time, just made a big difference. And I mean, we were just a little more patient than we had been. We weren't trying to do everything all in one swing. And, you know, honestly, I mean, baseball is a funny game, and especially when you're dealing with high school kids, I mean, things can go left and right and every which direction, and say, you know, the ball kind of bounced our way, and we're just fortunate to get away with the win.
You mentioned extra innings, Coach. You guys pick up the win 8-7. How did that game-winning run come across the plate?
You know, Cody Lowe had an excellent bat to start the inning off. I mean, he battled probably 7 or 8 pitches, finally, you know, gets a ball that was still probably 2 feet in front of the plate and out of the zone, and he hits it for a double and starts the inning off with a double. So, you know, he's at second base to start the inning off with just an excellent at bat. I mean, I don't think he could have done it any better. You know, Nate Elson battles through some pitches with a 2-strike count, you know, gets the ball fair between the pitcher and really the third baseman. Third baseman came through and, you know, had an errant throw to first base. We sent Cody all the way from second to home. And, you know, they made a play at home, and it was close. He was definitely safe. But, you know, I mean, it wasn't a question. But it was a tight play, and, you know, we were aggressive on that play right there, knowing we had a guy in scoring position. And even if Cody would have got thrown out, we'd have had Nate in scoring position because he went to second base. So, you know, like I said, the ball bounced our way. And, you know, me and Coach Laverham from Union have been great friends since our playing days, and I really respect him and his program a lot and what he's done there. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we had to, you know, one of us was going to go home today by the other one. I mean, you don't like to do that, but I have a lot of respect for him and his kids, and they played an extremely tough ball game today. And we were fortunate, like I said, to get a win and, you know, end up being the third win in the season against them. And that's a tough thing to do. So, I give our kids a lot of credit today.
Juab or Richfield coming up next. We know how good Richfield can be when Emmett Hafen is on the mound, but we also know how tough Juab is, considering that you guys split the season set and they really made it interesting for a region championship. Any preference in who you'd rather see?
You know, that's a tough one. You know, I would say Richfield at this point in time because, you know, Hafen is throwing right now against Juab as we speak, and I just think, you know, with him throwing right now, their pitching staff's going to be a little bit down compared to a pitching staff that Juab's going to have. And we know Juab, they're scrappers. They play hard. They play hard for each other, for their coach. And, you know, honestly, I mean, whoever is presented in front of you, you got to go get. But, I mean, my opinion would be Richfield. But you got to be careful with what you ask for at this point in time in the season. Honestly, I think we match up a little better with Richfield right now, especially with Emmett Hafen throwing for them right now and not having him available. So, but we've got to go hit. We've got to go hit tonight when we get that opportunity again, no matter who pitches and who we play. And hopefully we can move ourselves into tomorrow and give ourselves a chance to come home with the state title.
How do you handle the pitching from this point on, Coach?
It's going to be by committee. I mean, you know, Zach Bradley's done for the tournament. Trying to bait can still throw tomorrow, about 40 pitches for us tomorrow. We get Cody Lowe back tomorrow if we can get past tonight. and he can throw another game for us tomorrow. And so I really think we're in a good spot with what we've done with our pitching. It is tough with the pitch count, but our guys, our relievers that we have left are probably, you know, we're going to try and keep them under the 35 pitch mark so that they'd be available to throw tomorrow too. And honestly, they haven't thrown a complete game for us, you know, all this year. They've been coming in relief, and I'm going to keep them in that and try and get three innings out of each one of them and just pitch by committee tonight and then tomorrow. I mean, it's just whatever we can do tomorrow. You know, you got to win three games tomorrow. We still got to win four games to win a state title. So, you know, somebody's got to do it, and hopefully, you know, we just give ourselves a chance.
Four games to win a state championship. Does a win against Union, does it rejuvenate these kids a little bit? I know you said that you had struggled a little bit with the loss yesterday to Grantsville. Did you notice a major change in attitude after picking up that win?
Well, I did, and especially, you know, I've seen a major change in attitude. Like I said, once we got through the rain delay when we challenged the kids, I seen a complete difference there. And from that point on, and, you know, we talked about it after that we're happy, but we're not satisfied, and that's true. And we're not going to be satisfied unless we accomplish that goal. And, you know, we just got to give ourselves a chance to do that. So, I hope that we take the attitude that we finished the ball game with today and we take it into tonight and then bring it back tomorrow and see what we can do.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, hey, I know you're busy with the team right now. You guys are trying to get situated for another game, so I'm going to let you get, but I definitely do appreciate you again making time to give us an update.
Thanks, Jordan. I do appreciate it.
That's Coach Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbondale baseball team. Again, Carbon picks up a win against Union, four victories away from a state championship. They'll take on either Juab or Richfield tonight. A win there would put Carbon into the final day of the high school baseball season, which is tomorrow. We've got a break for just a moment. We'll come back and put the final touches on this week of the show when we return here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
Welcome to my house, baby, take control.